we take inspiration in a time and age where the love for wealth is one of the spiritual illnesses, how the people of the past would give their wealth and spend their wealth, and how generous they were. Lays ibn Sa'd rahmatullah alayhi was an illustrious imam of his era. He was born in Egypt during the year 94 AH and passed away on a Friday in the month of Sha'ban during the year 175 AH, approximately 80 years old. So Imam Layth rahmatullah alayhi was not only renowned for being an imam in the various fields of Islamic knowledge, he was also known for his piety and particularly his generosity and large-heartedness. He had an annual income of approximately 20,000 dinars, gold coins, yet his generosity was such that from the time he became baligh, zakat never ever became fard upon him, as he would spend all his wealth on the people. He would give charity to approximately 300 people daily. Below are a few incidents that highlight his willingness to spend on others. And these are the people that had such yaqeen in the akhirat that they wanted to deposit their money and make it useful for them in the akhirat, because whatever is used in this world, it gets finished, and whatever is left behind gets distributed. So why don't we store it up in the investment? So they wanted to invest, and the way to invest is through charity and through sadaqah. And we find this as a salient feature in the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter in the lives of the pious men, because the reality of akhirat was very, very glaring to them. They had total yaqeen. So on one occasion, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi wrote to him saying, "I will soon be sending my daughter off to her husband's home. Please send some safflower to me to dye some of her clothing." In response, Imam Layth rahmatullahi alayhi sent him 30 loads of safflower, and it was so abundant that Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi sold a portion of it for 500 dinars, 500 gold coins. Similarly, a woman once came to Imam Layth rahmatullahi alayhi and addressed him saying, "O Abul Harith, my son is ill and wishes to eat some honey." So the woman was only requesting some small amount of honey, half a bottle or one small jar of honey, just for her son to eat. So Imam Sahab, he called his attendant and he told the attendant to give the woman 48 kilos of honey. When Imam Layth rahmatullahi alayhi went to Madina Munawwara, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi sent a platter of fresh dates to him as a gift. When he returned the platter, Imam Layth rahmatullahi alayhi placed 1,000 dinars on it and sent it back to Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. On one occasion, the house of Ibn al-Hiyya rahmatullahi alayhi, a scholar of hadith, caught alight and burned down, resulting in all his books being destroyed. The following day, Imam Layth rahmatullahi alayhi sent 1,000 dinars to him. Generosity and big-heartedness are the hallmark of the people of true iman, since they firmly believe that Allah Ta'ala alone is the provider, and charity will bring barakah into their wealth and not decrease it. They readily spend on one and all. Imam Layth rahmatullahi alayhi had such a big heart that when people requested him for assistance, he would give them more than they asked for. Furthermore, as in the case of Ibn al-Hiyya rahmatullahi alayhi, he did not wait for a person to ask him for assistance. Rather, whenever he saw an opportunity to assist, then he grabbed that opportunity. Likewise, we should look in our families. Ulama say there is a twofold reward for taking care of our family members. One is the charity and one is sila rahimi, joining family ties. If there's someone in our family that is in need, then we should see how we can assist them, how we can help them. And it goes without saying, a person's parents, person's children, those are the ones that he should look at first at his parents. How can it be that a person, Allah Ta'ala has given him everything, but he has no time and he has no money to spend on his parents? It's very sad that we hear certain incidents where people are just sort of dumping their parents in the old age homes. And if there's some family member that's close to someone, then the person doesn't want to take responsibility. Someone else must do it. Or rather, we should see to them, whether it is some financial assistance, whether it is some physical help that we can lend to them. That is the first opportunity we should give to our family members. And thereafter, look out first in our community, if there's anybody in need of help in our community, locality, country. And then look at the ummah at large, if there's anybody in need, how we can assist the ummah in whatever way possible. Allah Ta'ala, give us the understanding, give us the tawfiq.